Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the newsroom at WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, this is Rob Hart. Illinois State Police continue to investigate a pair of shootings yesterday on I-57. A 19-year-old man was wounded in the first shooting early yesterday morning in the southbound lanes near 111th Street. The second shooting happened around 6:30 last night in the northbound lanes near 127th. A carjacking suspect was killed. An Illinois State Trooper was wounded during a shootout last night in I-55 downstate. Police say it happened near Staunton, which is between Springfield and St. Louis. Investigators say troopers were chasing a car that was stolen from a Sam's Club in Glen Carbon. A member of the Entercom family is asking for help in locating his wife. Richard Milne is the afternoon disc jockey at our sister station, WXRT. He says his wife, who suffers from dementia, went missing yesterday. The death toll from a pair of Friday shootings at New Zealand mosques now stands at 50. 36 other victims still in the hospital, including two in critical condition. Investigators are studying the cockpit voice recorder of the Ethiopian Airlines jet that crashed last Sunday. Meantime, local media reports it may take up to 6 months for authorities to identify all of the 157 people who died in the crash. A slip of the tongue by former Vice President Joe Biden might suggest he's leaning toward running for the White House again. In a keynote speech during a dinner yesterday for the Delaware Democratic Party, Biden boasted that he has the most progressive record of anybody running. However, Biden hasn't announced whether he is running again for president. Be sure to tune in to News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM anytime for up-to-date news, traffic, weather, sports, and business. Just ask Alexa to play WBBM News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.